As yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, I'm feeling so newly expanded this morning, Ed. Hey, today we salute the forgotten victims of drought and global warming in this country, those suffering from bucket back.
What?
Bucket back.
Oh, name your favourite Keith Urban song. That's on today.
Who's got the sack now? Why should today, tonight's Nicholas Boot and that Sex with Goats text message guy have all the redundancy fun?
When do bullies have your best interest at heart?
Oh, we're talking about that.
Oh, yes.
We're throwing out to the bullies today.
Gotcha.
What about inappropriate funeral behaviour?
Oh, yes.
Who's got a street named after them? Oh, and the phrase nanny state. Are you hearing that a lot?
Oh?
It's the new political correctness gone mad.
Oh, yes.
As long as you can say that we're living in some kind of nanny state,
Oh, yeah. You
can just get away with any old shocking behaviour.
The water's in a nanny state.
It's all coming up on the nanny state that is Get This, where at least we take the music seriously. Do you
love me? Yes, I do. Do you love me? Yes, I do. Do you love me? Yes, I do.
I mean, for heaven's sake, can we get a sense of proportion?
The modern sounds of Men at Work. Who can it be now? Welcome aboard. It's Get This Around the Nation. Tony Martin is my name. That's
Hello.
Ed Cavalli.
Hi, how are you?
You've seen him on the TV. Richard Marsland. He's more enigmatic, but
he is
still worthy of a round of applause. Are them Oscars still going?
I think so.
I think there's still a couple more awards to be given away.
I think the winner of Best Short Documentary is still going on and on.
Oh, good, good, good. Hey, we'll get to that later. We have... I think far too much movie talk yesterday.
And not one mention of an Oscar film. Not one mention of a film that even came close to an Oscar. More mid-90s obscure comedies. Mid-80s
Surely
even.
One Crazy Summer must have been nominated for something.
Best art direction.
Every time we do a movie show, I think, you know, we're going to lose everybody.
Yep.
Because in real life, I talk like that and... People have been avoiding me for 20 years. I'm going, hang on, what sort of effect must this be having on our audience? But then... The phones light up,
yep,
and the emails explode. People just can't get enough. They want to ring up and tell you how their wife doesn't find Top Secret as funny as they do.
They need an outlet, you know? They've been hemmed in for too long. Hey, who is Maxwell Caulfield?
Are we back on the movies now?
Just quickly.
He was in Grease 2.
Now, someone has written into my MySpace saying that he played Sexy Rexy in Empire Records.
Okay.
So his career is just fine.
That's wonderful.
2 decades... 2 movies.
Popular steal from video shops, Empire Records.
It is a very popular
but
steal.
But let's get to movies later. Big issues going on. Dick Cheney. Do we know what's happening with Dick?
Oh,
it down!
Jesus.
Jeez.
He's had a delivery.
It's enough.
Don't give him a Tommy gun.
Mr. Vice President, what's going on?
Is that the sound effect from Home Alone?
Yeah.
Keep the change, you dirty animal.
Filthy
You're back
animal.
On movies again. At least people have heard of Home Alone.
It is filthy.
So what happened? Dick Cheney had to land in Singapore.
Yeah.
Shot the pilot. What What did he do?
I'm not sure,
but listen to the anger that's filling our newspapers in the wake of his departure. Here's a letter to one of the Murdoch papers this morning. Cheney demo a disgrace. Mm-hmm. What a disgraceful lot of the great unwashed who protested against the visit by the US president. Freedom of speech is one thing, but out-and-out hatred and anarchy must not be condoned under any circumstances. What's the bet the majority of this unruly mob are numbered among the 4.5% unemployed in this country?
There you go.
Just when in doubt, turn on people who haven't got a job because they're clearly horrible.
Unwashed as well.
I love that.
Have a shower.
Out Get and it. Out hatred and anarchy. Isn't that described downtown Baghdad? Send your letters to the Baghdad Herald Sun. But I'm surprised this letter contains no use of the phrase nanny state. Have you noticed
people
just bust it out. Years ago we had political correctness gone mad, and that was if you wanted to slag someone off or say something racist and then someone objected, you go, oh, it's political correctness gone mad. Yeah. Why can't I be horrible?
Yeah, exactly.
Now we've got the nanny state. Anything you don't like, it's, oh, we're living in a nanny state. The Mexican wave is being banned. No, that's a nanny state mentality. Fair enough, too. I agree. That was a nanny state.
Okay, so if I don't like it, it's a nanny state?
That ad with a kitty drives a car.
Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of that. Because we're living in an advertising nanny state.
Ah.
But I notice people are just starting to use it for whatever they don't want to, you know, be behind.
Oh, right.
And I saw someone in one of the papers the other day referring angrily to water restrictions as evidence we're living in a climate control nanny state.
But they did it in a Fran Drescher voice, which gave it extra zest, I thought.
The nanny state from Flushing, Queens.
Ah, that's nice.
But, you know.
Are we in one?
So
is he showing a nanny state of any sort?
Oh, it's a constant nanny state.
Is it?
But, you know, that's the thing. If you want to just get out there and waste water.
I do.
And then someone tries to stop you. What you do is just say, oh, we're living in another nanny state.
Oh, right. Right. As I'm pouring buckets of water.
Yeah.
Just onto the floor.
You should be allowed to do that. It's otherwise, just nannyism. It's nannies.
This is awesome.
It's a great.
I should have said that the other day with my flatmate. It's a share house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Except when it's her stuff.
Mm.
And my computer had made its way onto her desk.
Right.
Which caused a good, you know, 20 minutes of. It's on my desk and I can't find any of my stuff.
Oh,
so
well,
I should have thrown the hands up and said, declared a nanny state.
This is a nanny state. Availability nanny state.
Declared them all the great unwashed.
Yeah.
Told them to get a job and marched out of there.
Ivan Milat, when he was arrested. Oh, we're living in a murder nanny state here. I can't just kill a couple of people in a forest. Political correctness gone mad.
Shallow grave nanny state.
But
your way.
There is something going on that is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
You would have seen, well, to do with global warming. I guess this is the first deadly evidence of global warming in our suburbs. Have a listen to this on the
water news. Savers are being warned of new dangers around the home. Recycling efforts have led to a surge in spinal pain, dubbed bucket back.
Bucket back. Bucket back.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Buckethead suffered from bucket back.
I think he would.
Well, he was on his bucket bonk.
Just going the lift.
But it is. Have you got another one of those clips?
The minute that I bend over the bath to fill the water up, I realise this is not doing my back any good.
Months of carting the precious drop to her backyard have given her the painful condition, bucket back.
Backyard bucket back.
This bucket back. We're living in a bucket back nanny state.
I'll be back. It's a scourge.
It's very frightening. I got in this morning to discover Richard Marsland up with Maddie Dow, bent over the computer. It was Richard Marsland on the wheels of steel. Have a listen to what he's come up with. It's a warning to us all.
Bucket back.
The painful condition.
Bucket back.
This is not doing my back any good.
Bucket back.
Experts recommend bucketers bend their knees, twist, keep feet apart and lighten the load.
You ready? Yes.
Bucket back.
Wow. That's
3 hours. Brilliant. You guys are the next rogue traders.
That's 3 hours, and all that applause is to Matt Dow.
You're the next Zig Zig Sputnik. Does that count as a song?
I believe it does.
No, it doesn't.
We're taking it seriously.
I'm being told we have to play a proper song.
Okay.
We're living in a have-to-play songs nanny state. That's what we're living in. Get this. Oh, look, that'll be Snow Patrol, hands open. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Hello to anyone suffering from...
Bucket back.
This morning.
Best of luck.
It's getting about...
Thank you to Tam, who messaged me on MySpace to talk about Maxwell Caulfield. Don't want to claim Maxwell Caulfield knowledge as my own.
Okay.
Is she an official friend of your MySpace?
She's one of the lucky 754.
Wow.
Selective.
Toto, listen to the bell, Toto. Tolls for thee.
You're going to get round and meet them all. I love how the Toto music didn't come in. I'm glad we've purged the studio of that this year. That was getting really annoying.
Amazing.
Towards the end of last year. Hey, what about the Oscars? How many people watched it? It was about 11:15 and I'm sitting there.
Red carpet had just finished.
It was...
Jeez, that's the most uncomfortable viewing you could ever hope for. I was sitting there with my dinner on my lap. Everyone's sitting around, you know, watch the red carpet. Something inside me twists and turns when Wilkins walks up. You know it's going to be embarrassing.
Talking
to
Nicole Kidman. They're sort of arguing about what the name of the fashion designer of the clothes she was wearing was. Can someone talk about the films at some point?
Well, no, you can't. So he said to Will Smith, "This must be a wonderful day for you." Will Smith goes, "Yes." What are you wearing? Suit, man. Get away from me. Who's this guy?
By 11:15, the Channel 9 news breaks had been reduced to saying the Oscars is still going. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, hang on a second. I'm waiting to see whether Melissa Etheridge is going to win an Oscar for her song from Al Gore's global warming documentary.
Do you know,
life is too short for this. People are in tuxedos celebrating. Like, at the cost of billions of dollars, they're celebrating the fact that a song from a global warming documentary is winning something.
Well, she did drop a bombshell with Wilco on the way in.
Oh,
she said that she managed to rhyme inconvenient truth with youth.
Yeah.
She was pretty happy with that.
Fantastic.
Give her a statuette.
The guy who made The Inconvenient Truth, you know, a celebration or a warning of the end of the world.
Yeah.
As soon as he got his Oscar, yes, fantastic. The end of the world's paying off big time.
Do I get a car with this thing?
And I'm surprised that the end of the world hadn't arrived by the conclusion of the broadcast. What? Yeah. How did it blow out so long?
Well, I love staying up for the dead people in the entertainment industry montage.
Yeah,
always emotional.
As said,
I expected to see my own face in the montage. It's going so long.
Exactly.
It's very entertaining, though. Abigail Breslin looked wonderful.
Yeah. Didn't she, though?
She had some work done, I think. But Jack Nicholson...
She had some work done?
Possibly. Jack Nicholson... Nikki had a theory on Jack Nicholson that he's gone the Britney.
In sympathy.
Oh,
because
okay.
He shaved his head.
Shaved his head.
So we were all meant to do it to make Britney feel better. Jack's leading the charge.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jack.
Good idea, I thought.
Right. I think it was the shadow puppets that blew the thing out.
is that it for you?
You know, they're going, oh, Ellen DeGeneres, is she going to be... Oh, that might be a bit TV, a bit dodgy. Let's... Shadow puppets. Can anyone do a rope trick? That'll help blow out the time.
That'll get us going.
Be interviewing Clint Eastwood in the audience.
I know.
Like it's, you know, hey, it's Saturday.
That's a good idea. hey, it's Saturday. 4 hours every Saturday night.
I didn't know he spoke Italian, though, Clint Eastwood. That was quite... I mean, yeah. I know he spent a lot of time on those Italian...
Italiano?
Well, he must do, because he was translating what Ennio Morricone was saying. And I know he obviously spent a lot of time on those Italian films in the 60s.
Yeah, that didn't go on too long, did it?
No.
It didn't prolong things. Even Ennio's wife was giving him the... Well, come on, get to the end of that sentence, buddy.
Did you see how upset the guy was? One of the Mexican dudes, won for Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
And the music came in over the top, and he started complaining to the model standing behind him, ushering him off. He's like, what is going on? I've got some more to say. And she's like, get off. No one cares. No one cares about your art direction.
How many times in the papers today is Cate Blanchett described as either luminous or incandescent?
Oh, she can stare with the best of them.
Yeah, I hear she's the incandescent Cate Blanchett is being replaced by a more energy efficient actress. That's what I heard. It's a nanny state. We're living in a light bulb nanny state now, are we? I think we are. And hang on, have I gone on too long?
Oh, that's it.
It's getting dark outside. Let's have some music and get this.
Walking through the high dry grass, pushing my way through slow.
Yellow belly black snake,
sleeping on a
barbecue,
waiting for the stranger to go.
That's the Brian Boyd remix of King of the Mountain, Midnight Oil. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, Ed Cavalier just asking me, is that song about Brocky?
Yeah.
Because are they doing will that have to be the theme to the movie?
It's coming. Peter O'Brien as Peter Brock.
Peter O'Brien?
We didn't pick it.
The mullet years.
Well, you look more like Brocky than Peter O'Brien does, I think, Marsland.
Yeah.
You got a touch of the Brock about you.
Do you think so?
I reckon.
Yeah. You could be King of the Mountain, Richard. I think you could. I was always of the opinion that Stephen Cummings would have been good casting for Peter Brock.
Oh, wow.
Probably great. Getting on a bit now.
Yeah, definitely. That works.
But he could play the older Brocky.
That's a good idea. Abby Cornish as Olivia Newton-John. That's my hot tip.
Oh, is this for real or...?
No, that's just my hot tip.
Right.
What's Olivia Newton-John doing in the... Oh, as you mean later on?
Yeah, as a telly movie.
I thought you meant as part of the Brocky story.
Oh, yeah. No, Olivia Newton-John's playing Abby Cornish in the Peter Brock film. I don't know why. It's going to be good.
We haven't got many runs on the board, really. We picked Bradley John Murdoch.
That's pretty good.
Richard Carter. That was a pretty good
one. That's pretty good. Todd and Brandt were a shoo-in.
Todd and Brandt
Shane Jacobson, Dave O'Neill.
I'm pushing for Ardal O'Hanlon.
From Father Ted.
Father Dougal from Father Ted.
Yeah, yeah.
As Bill Shorten.
Oh, that's...
Isn't that good?
That's a long bow, but I'd love to see it happen.
It could so work. He's coming out here. We'll convince him to do it.
Done.
When he comes out here. Done. At the Comedy Festival in Melbourne.
Done.
Casting. Here's some casting news. I'll tell you what. A lot of people are big fans of Bill Bryson, the writer Bill Bryson.
Bill Bryson. Yeah. Oh, hang on. I've got another one. Lockie Hume as Boy George.
I always thought Lockie
Shave
Hume.
Shave his head.
Go,
Boy George.
Go with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the woman in the Kira Bogan jail that's not Chappelle Corby? The other one.
Oh, Michelle Leslie?
No, not the glamorous
model. Renee Lawrence.
Lockie Hume. Think about
Renee
it.
Lawrence.
Yeah,
the eyes are the same.
Sure.
You'll have to stack on a bit, Lockie, but it could be the break he's looking
same
for.
Same beard, those two.
We are
Yeah.
We are serious about lookalikes and casting in here. Bill Bryson, very funny man, great author, very popular. They're doing a movie.
John Wood.
See, is that your best choice for that?
It's the first one off the top of my head. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. I could not think of a good casting lookalike for Bill Bryson.
Peter Russell Clark.
That's not bad.
That's all right.
The old cook.
Yeah.
Peter G'day, Russell G'day. You know.
So it doesn't matter where he goes in his travels, he's just demanding to know where the cheese is.
Where's the cheese?
I was always just the love of Peter Russell Clark. With Peter G'day, Russell G'day, Clark. And I always wondered, was it the same G'day twice? Or did he do it twice?
I think he did it twice.
Important questions to ask.
I used to work on a radio show, and someone, it was like, you know, when have you spotted a celebrity? When have you spotted a celebrity?
The sex show? Yeah, sure.
It was part of the sex show. And someone had spotted Peter Russell Clark, and they asked him, hey, Pete, where's the cheese? And his response was, I'll show you where the effing cheese is, mate. He's been getting that question for about 20 years.
Oh, finally sick of it.
Where the effing g'day cheese g'day is. Okay, what about Bill Bryson? Yeah. I couldn't think of anyone. Then my wife goes, hey, what about Bill Bailey?
Oh, I've gone, really?
Okay. And then she's added, quote, that's gold, I reckon.
She's right.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that is gold.
Well, he's got an accent already, so sort of half ready to go.
Bill Bailey could burst into some prog rock. Bill Bryson. Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
They've cast Robert Redford as Bill Bryson. Now, he's a lovely bloke, but he's no Robert Redford.
Jeez.
And besides, Robert Redford, he's like about 35 years older
than
Bill Bryson.
Yeah.
They're getting Redford and Newman back together for A Walk in the Woods, which I think might have been the first Bryson book.
Yeah, book.
But Robert Redford as Bill Bryson?
That's amazing.
You know, see, it's sounding, making Lockie Hume as Relay Lawrence sound quite sensible now, isn't it?
Incredible.
That is coming. Here's some good news for anyone, really, who wants to make a celebrity of themselves.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to do that?
Oh, probably.
A cash-strapped Hungarian village is offering the chance of immortality to anyone willing to pay to have a street named after them.
Oh.
Mayor Gabor Ivardi of the northeastern town of Ivard.
Just name all the streets Gabor, I reckon.
He's named the town after himself, Ivard. He says naming rights will cost about $660. And you go, oh, that's all right, a metre
for
the street.
On.
But this will guarantee that the name of the street will not change for at least 300 years. Would you like that? Caverly Boulevard?
Caverly Court would be nice.
Yeah, go south on Caverly.
What?
Oh, no, that doesn't work.
Turn left at Marsland.
Yeah.
Hang a right at Caverly. See, these are good names.
These are good names.
But listen to this. This is Mr. Ivardy, the mayor. If, for example, Barbara Streisand, who I like a lot, has no street named after her, she may decide to have one in our village.
Streisand Way.
Or Streisand, if you like.
Either way.
But then he points out that the Star of Yentl would not actually be qualified, as Hungarian law dictates roads cannot be named after the living. Okay. So he likes her. He just wants her dead.
Yeah, so the subtext...
It'd be better if she was dead.
I've got it now. So the subtext there is... Bulgarians want Streisand dead.
Hungarians. Bulgarians are indifferent to Streisand.
Sorry, guys.
Right.
There you go.
So,
I'm going to sizzle something for the next break, Tone.
Are you going to sizzle something?
I've got something for Galen to do. Mm. The flagging career of the horse-faced Martian is going to get an absolute rocket up it, thanks to us in the next break.
There he goes. Well, that's got rid of everybody. We'll be back in a moment.
Get this.
I'll have all the latest from the Oscars coming up later in the show.
Brought to you by Ted, who got his phone confiscated for listening to Get This in English class. And Ted, yes, you, are you chewing?
Get this. It's Around the Nation on Triple M and the podcasts. They're coming thick and fast. We've gone pod mental.
We have.
Two new ones.
Podcast nanny state.
That's what we're living in.
What's up?
I think one went up on Friday. It's got a bit of Cal Wilson and Tony Moclair.
Good.
40 minutes of gear. Equally filled with natural cheese and roasted veggies is podcast 59. That's going up today.
Good.
That's full of Peter Rosethorne goodness. Grant Denyer. A Lee Simon cameo.
Simon cameo.
Night Moves
so much
fans.
Knowledge when he walked in. So much knowledge and gravitas.
It was spilling out of him.
It's good stuff.
At all points. And what we have to... Oh, hang on.
The alarm's gone off.
I think...
Extra. It's the special Hinder alarm, is that right?
Ah, the Hinder alarm. That means we're about to play Lips of an Angel. Number one, should point that out.
Yeah, and with a bullet.
Yeah, we're living in a Hinder nanny state.
I saw the film clip the other day.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a wonderful tribute to 1981.
Now, obviously, a lot of people like the song.
Yep.
Some people don't.
Yep.
I understand Sideshow Mike.
Ah.
Another one of our production gurus here has come up with a special remix of the song just for us. So,
Thank you, sir.
We're about to hit up Talkback Mountain. We'll see you on the other side.
My attitude is that this is a song which has been written from the heart.
If people greater like this, well, fair enough.
Tony Martin and his mate Ed Cavalier.
That was Hinder, Lips
happy,
of an Angel.
Happy 1981, everyone. It's a new decade. Who knows what will happen?
That's Ed Cavalier there. The director of the upcoming film, My Dinner with Peter Andre. We'll be getting to that. But look, I brought up the cover of the Hinder album. Have you seen that? That is, it's either the worst album cover ever made or it's a work of comic genius.
Look at that.
It's basically just a woman's tits and some postcards.
Yeah, I can't make out what's on the postcards, but Norks, jeez, music must be good if she's on board.
It's,
hey,
you know,
jeez Louise.
Not since the album cover for the Uncanny X-Men's Cos Life Hurts. Do you remember that?
No.
It was just a woman's ass and then the X-Men just hanging around by it. Just
loitering with intent.
Meet you by the ass.
Cos Life Hurts. That was a corker.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, let's get up the mountain. You know which mountain we mean. Of course it's
Talkback Mountain.
Here's a story. Have a listen to this. This is from Sydney. The Catholic Church is clamping down on long-winded eulogies.
Old Pelly Welly.
Funeral masses setting a 5-minute limit. It's like the Oscars.
Yeah, need
the orchestra to come in. And warning that inappropriate remarks about the dead's romantic conquests and drinking prowess are out of line.
Boy!
The first guidelines ever issued by the Sydney Archdiocese, whatever that means, governing words of remembrance for the dead, aim to, quote, put the God back into the Catholic funeral mass. So it's God in, yeah. Boonie out.
Shocking.
That'd be a good thing at a eulogy, just getting the boonie
doll
to do the talking.
Let him do it.
See, that's what they're trying to stamp out.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what we're going to do today is let's get some examples of that. Now, I don't want to turn it into, hey, it's wacky funerals.
On the lee bit, it's wacky funerals.
Not that. That's not what we're looking for. Just examples. I've never been to a funeral where the deceased's sexual prowess and drinking habits
were fine.
The stats were projected up on a screen.
A parade of conquests.
Yeah.
But does it go on? Obviously it does, because why are they having an institute this bizzo?
Someone's coming in with a nutty wedding telegram style jokes at a funeral. Who would do that?
Well,
not right. It's not a roast.
It's a roast.
Now,
I don't want to get back on a film. So wasn't it Amazon Women on the Moon where they had a funeral roast?
No. Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Goldberg funeral heading into third big week.
great movie. So you like a story now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. I have not seen any of this kind of gear. I did once, I've mentioned this before, go to a really funny funeral, which was for the late Myrtle Woods, who Granny Davis in the Bread ads.
Yeah.
She was 101.
Yeah.
So it was slightly more lighthearted than usual.
Yeah.
Phil Brady got up, dropped 10 minutes of gear.
Killed.
Pete Smith got up, topped him.
Killed.
And then waiting out in the wings, unbeknownst to everyone, Bert Newton came in, drove it home.
Just killed.
Brought the house down.
Beautiful.
But I don't think that's the kind of gear that they're trying to stamp out.
No, that's okay.
What is going on? Have you seen any of this?
My friend Damon went to a funeral. I said, how was it? And he's like, everyone's trying to be so earnest. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, everyone's so like, I'm trying to be more of a mortar than the next person.
And
they're all trying to like hug each other.
And
a lot
isn't
of them
that
didn't
the
know.
Case with funerals?
Isn't that always the way? And anyway, he said that he's standing there with his mum and his sister. And there was a big group of people all sitting around like drinking cups of tea at the wake.
Yeah.
And he said a particularly kind of over earnest, like trying to be the most mournful person at the funeral.
Yeah.
Turned around and looked at them, and he said gave them like a come and join our pain look, and his mum gave him the finger.
The finger at a funeral.
Delightful.
And that's not allowed now. What, are we living in some no finger at funeral nanny state? Political correctness gone mad. Richard Marsden, what have you seen?
I've seen some dodgy behaviour at funerals.
Yes.
I went to a funeral a few years ago and someone thought it was such a great day. Why not take some photos of everyone?
Right.
That's true. And at the same funeral, someone was trying to pick up someone else. What are you doing? You know, it was a wake, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And he was sort of saying, well, you know, there's free drinks and everyone's dressed up. Everyone's looking their best. It's not really the proper form, I don't think.
It's all very tasteless, but we'll accept it if it's true.
Yeah, well, that's totally true.
We're just looking for behaviour that may have inspired the archdiocese to clamp down.
We're getting in some trouble here.
No, I don't know. I think it's on dodgy ground, but, you know, it has to be said. I think a toucan limit at a lot of funerals would be appropriate. There's a lot of tasteless behaviour out there. We want to hear about it.
Oh, yes.
But you have to be front-tailed with, what are you wearing?
Because we forgot to do that yesterday. That's going to work for this? That's more of an Oscars thing.
All right, well, there we go.
What are you wearing to your funeral?
No, forget it.
Richard Wilkins out the front of your funeral. Is that Versace?
Yes, Richard. Gosh.
Okay. All right, let's keep it tasteful. Call us with what you've seen that maybe you shouldn't have seen at a funeral. 133353. That's the Bloodhound Gang. Bad Touch here at Get This. Of course, Hooray for Boobies, the album. I think that might also be the title of the Hinder album if you have a look. Hey, are we up that mountain? Of course we are. Because the Catholic Church are clamping down on long-winded eulogies at funeral masses, inappropriate remarks about the dead's romantic conquest, that sort of thing. Do you remember? Always inappropriate behaviour at funerals. Was it that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David tries to steal the golf club out of the guy's coffin?
Yeah, that's right.
It does go on. Let's meet some victims of it.
Hi, Peter.
How you going, Eddie?
Really good, mate. What happened?
I suppose at the time this wasn't quite humorous, but in hindsight it was. When brother-in-law passed away quite a few years ago, and when they went to lower him down into the grave, they actually hadn't dug the grave out large enough so the actual coffin didn't fit.
Oh! And how does something like that happen? Did they not take measurements?
I have no idea, but there was a few inappropriate words said, I can assure you that.
I mean, there's not too many things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
In the grave digging caper, I would have thought.
Just basic math, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
basic math. So what did you do?
I think we sent everybody away and they let them come back and sort of let the family to do it later.
Yeah. When they came back, it was being squeezed in sideways.
Can I just say that I'm just wearing my favourite designer today, King G.
Oh, good on you, pal. Front of the red carpet for you A-lister.
Well done, Peter.
Oh, gee. Okay, that's no good. The coffin not going in.
Not good.
I think it was in Victoria. I could have this wrong. Jeff Kennett years ago was trying to save space in cemeteries by saying that everyone the vertical funeral. You bash the deceased into the ground like a tent peg. Has that caught on yet?
Well, maybe. Hi, Marcus.
Living in a nanny state.
How you going, fellas?
Good, sir. What happened?
Well, at my grandfather's funeral, we walked in and seen my cousin's husband filming it.
Oh! Why was that? Just can't stop filming things?
I'm not sure. He looks like a bit of a skinny Ron Jeremy, so...
I'd explain it.
Well, enough said.
I don't know. I mean, filming it, when would you watch it back?
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's put on Barry's funeral.
Oh, okay.
Look, the coffin's coming up now. Yeah. Look, in reverse. That's very odd.
Marcus, is he one of those people that films just everything? Because I was in Sydney over the weekend, and there were people just filming themselves buying train tickets and kind of filming themselves not paying for buskers and just walking off after they'd filmed them a bit. Is he one of those?
He could be. He's from South Australia, and none of the family really like him, so I think it's his way of... We don't have to talk to him then.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, Marcus.
A lot of people filming themselves in Melbourne at railway stations too. Look, I'm going onto a train. I want to preserve this moment. You won't see it again for a week. The Puffing Billy's showing up at many railway stations I've heard in Melbourne.
It's a happy
just one of those
time.
Things on the old Buster Keaton.
One on each hand.
Hand crank deal. This is the 8:15. Sorry, everybody aboard.
Hi, Mark. How are you? Hello? Mark?
Oh, you there, Mark?
Yeah.
Hello, good on you, Mark. Mark, what are you wearing?
I was at a funeral a while ago, and was standing out the back, because yeah. It was a pretty big setup, and there was a group not far from me, and somebody actually farted.
Oh, loudly?
And it was loud.
Was it mournful?
Yeah, it was a pretty mournful fart.
Was it to the tune of Pachelbel's Cannon?
No, it was the old Death March. The old fart is the Death March.
Once you've started, you're going, the only way to get out of this is to crank out the whole Death March, and so it was deliberate.
That's it.
And how did it go down, as it were?
Well, it actually started a saying between myself and a group of friends. That's about as funny as a fart at a funeral.
There you go.
So it's kind of caught on.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. There's no place for that at a funeral. No. Unexpected farts should be confined to yoga classes. What have we got next?
Hello there, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
What happened?
Well, we went to a funeral and went to the wake afterwards. Everyone was invited back. And all the aunties and that put their bags in the hallway, and as everyone was about to leave, they all noticed that they'd been fleeced. Everything was gone.
Oh. Well, that's inappropriate.
It's terrible.
Very inappropriate.
It's got to be stamped out. Was the culprit ever tracked down?
Well, I think everyone had a fair idea who it was. It was the person drinking very well for the next few weeks.
Ah, right.
Okay. Ah. Right, so Peter Foster wasn't on the invite list? I just asked that.
No, I don't think he was, but he could have been.
Okay, and how was that sorted out?
Oh, I think someone might have fixed him up in the end.
You're right.
Is that right?
Another funeral schedule for the following week.
That's exactly right.
And what are you wearing, Robert?
A pair of beautiful blue shorts and a nice top.
Oh, you're our Oscar's fashion guru for next year.
And a nice top. Sounds delicious. Thank you, Robert. Hello, Joanne. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
What happened?
My uncle died a few years ago, and we were at his funeral. It was really sad, as funerals often are. And the coffin was getting taken out of the church to the tune of Tom Jones singing Green, Green Grass of Home.
Yes.
And we're all blowing into our tissues and crying away. Mm. And they forgot to turn the tape off, and then all of a sudden all you could hear was, "What's new, pussycat?"
Fantastic. And did everyone just act like that was maybe one of his favourite songs as well?
That's about it. It was nice. Wow.
Joanne, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a latest Mark Hunter number, actually.
Oh,
Mark Hunter.
You mean a muumuu?
Okay.
All right. Fabulous.
You're going to be on our red carpet next year.
Finally,
we're
Paul.
Writing all these people down.
Oh, no, Chris. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good.
What happened?
My brother went to his girlfriend's grandmother's funeral a month ago. Right. Wearing board shorts and a T-shirt.
Oh, what did the T-shirt say?
Did the T-shirt at least have a tuxedo printed on it?
No, it was just a blue billabong.
Oh, it didn't have "I'm with the deceased," something appropriate for the occasion.
No, and then his phone rang halfway through.
Oh, no.
God. Does it play Another One Bites the Dust?
No, it was the James Bond theme, and he got it after the first dun, dun.
And then he let one go and stole everyone's belongings.
No, it gets worse. He went to the wake afterwards, and the mother was telling the story about how they were taking her from the hospital, the nursing home, to the hospital, and someone was filming a new TV show. And my brother just happened to blurt out, "Well, they'll probably show it now because she's dead."
Oh,
dear.
He said, "Boom, boom, boom."
It's the whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode of this bloke.
So
well,
came home.
Thank you very much. What a selection.
Thank you, Chris.
I think we can see why the Catholic Church is
having
to introduce these regulations. That is just a cross-section of hundreds of people who called
up. I'll better wear the good boy shorts. She's a pretty nice chick. Hey, is this billabong T-shirt clean? Oh, it's only got one stain on it. It's clean enough.
We should point out those are the most tasteful.
I know, those are the ones we can put to wear.
Of the calls we receive. There's a lot going on out there. In the funeral nanny state. Who's coming up in the next hour? Heath Franklin!
Get this.
They can go back where they came from.
Brought to you by Glenn Smith of Tokyo, bringing Caporal to Japan.
Do what I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
It must be lunchtime.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
And get this, it's the second hour. Tony Martin, Richard Marsden's here. Ed Cavalier's here. And look, Heath Franklin's joined us. Thanks for coming in again, Heath.
Thank you.
Whenever you come on the show, we get this great call from your manager. And he always goes, right, do you want Heath as himself or do you want him as Chopper?
And every time I find out it's as me, I breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, we just go, how do you do Chopper on the radio? I mean, we don't have live beeping. I mean, how is it achieved?
Usually through the magical power of pre-records and lots of beeping.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an exhaust. Someone asked me to do it once without the swearing, and it was really odd and fairly mundane as well. So, you know, maybe the character is just a swear word. But that's for Australia to decide.
Do you think the real Chopper Reed, when he's interviewed, would he get similar instructions? Yeah, no swearing, mate.
I'd be like, oh, well, if the reporter could leave with all their appendages, that'd be great, Mark. So just keep the shanking to a minimum, please.
We're going to be talking about getting the sack. Because a lot of people have been getting the sack lately.
Unjustified.
The text message guy.
Why?
New South Wales. The little baby that drives a car in the ad. Given the boot.
Unbelievable.
Nicholas Boot given the boot from Today Tonight. We'll get to them all on Get This. That's Paul Kelly. It's the second hour of Get This on Triple M. Wow. Everywhere, pretty much. And Heath Franklin's with us. Another round, please. Thanks for coming in, Heath.
Thank you, machine.
We've been... It's a beauty.
But it is.
We've been talking funerals, inappropriate funeral behaviour. There's a fair bit of it about... we had someone call in the last hour, had a cell phone go off at a funeral. Didn't you have a bit of that, Mr. Marsland?
I reckon that must be a common thing. A lot of mobile phones go off because people just forget to turn them off.
Yep.
I was at a funeral. Someone, their phone went off, and the theme was the 6 feet under theme.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Totally true. And the person was trying to laugh it off, saying, hey, kind of appropriate.
Ah.
And then someone said, or inappropriate, as the case may be.
Yeah. So, do you have a ringtone, an annoying ringtone, Heath?
My ringtone is amongst the most annoying. I searched far and wide, and not only do I have a very irritating ringtone, I change it often on public transport. So,
what's it doing at the moment?
At the moment, it's a strange, weird techno number that just gets in your head and makes you want to put a drill to your forehead. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a corker.
An old Chopper Reed trick. Chopper Reed, what is he advertising at the moment now?
It's tools in some states, a tool shop of some sort. Yeah. And then you were telling me, off air, he's selling himself.
Yeah, he is. If you look on eBay, there is, I think, 14 different people have put a bid on a 4-hour tour with Chopper Reed, including free lunch and a limousine ride. And where you go around Melbourne, and he, I suppose, shows you places where he stabbed and maimed people, which would be interesting for 4 hours. But the best bit is in the eBay ad, it just keeps repeating, we're open to suggestions. So it's obvious that they've got no idea what they're doing. They're like, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to have some lunch or something? Should we have some lunch? And yeah, so it's just odd that it's already up
4 hours is a long time as
four
well.
Hour, 4 hours is a long time for sort of really awkward conversation. I think it about take about 5 minutes to realise that you and Mark have absolutely nothing in common.
I've said this before, but I'd like to think that Chopper Reed will one day retire to one of those apartments at Pentridge Heights. You know that
they've turned
Pentridge into a block of apartments?
It's fantastic. Yeah, come full cycle.
When we got shown around, we were filming something there, and the guy who was selling the apartments, a bloke in a shell suit, just shows us around, and he's going, over there, mate, I used to be H Division, now Sex and the City style warehouse luxury. Just throwing the phrase Sex and the City. That's the new real estate trick, that's apparently. Right. You are back on tour as Chopper Reed, doing more dates than the man himself. What is the latest gear? What are you doing? It was bingo last time.
This time it's Harden the Up Australia. Yes. Which it should be really good.
It's an instructive night.
It's an instructive night. Basically, it's a lot like if Dr. Phil had a bit of mongrel about him, and a big mustache.
Right.
So, and also if he'd done a bit of time and stabbed a few people. So it's
fair enough.
It's a bit different.
What about how did the bingo go? And how hard was it to organise and corral? Because you're not just doing comedy. You've got to keep whole bingo thing going for real.
The truth be known, it was a total nightmare. We thought, this would be great. We'll just put on a show. It'll be very simple. You know, just put on bingo. The RSLs can do it. Why can't we? And then we figured out that by the end of it, we had a shopping list for each show that was included a meat tray in the shape of Chopper Reed. Also, bingo cards for 250 people, Texas for 250 people, a pinata, broom handles, blah, 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 blah. And, some nights you'd be finishing the fifth game and it was 5 minutes in, and other nights, you know, you'd be still on the first game and someone's like, it's been 4 hours, let them go. So, yeah, it was chaotic, and hopefully this one will have slightly more structure, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
And the people who come along, I mean, are they really taking the bingo seriously or...?
Not really, no, I don't think. I think there were some people who weren't even playing, but there were the odd people who were playing bingo like it was going out of fashion. And you'd be like, so, do you know what I reckon's funny? They're like, shut up, get to the numbers. I want that meat tray.
Yeah.
The night I saw it, the meat tray was getting thrown around. It had gotten opened up.
That's it. For a while there, we thought it would be funny to have two people come on stage and have a nunchucka fight with raw sausages. But... the one thing we soon discovered about raw sausages is that you just cannot wash them out at all from anything ever. And we spent about 9 hours afterwards cleaning up the theatre.
Oh,
the
wow.
Theatre techie was there going, I can't believe this is happening. This is, oh no. And he had a brain explosion, basically.
Yeah, I can't believe you can't do that sort of thing. We're living in an anti-nunchuck nanny state, aren't we, here in Australia? Yeah,
things are getting a bit liberal.
I've got a lot of things to call. And oh, yeah, we've got to talk about what's going on way up north. Let's do that next on Get This. That's Wolfmother here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Heath Franklin is with us and about to embark on the biggest damn tour I've ever seen. Look at all these dates here.
Date City.
It's Choppers Harden the Freak Up. That's what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Tour. I mean, pretty much anywhere you're listening to this, except maybe Japan, if you're listening on the internet. Heath's going there.
North Queensland?
We're thinking about North Queensland. It depends how much people want us there.
Well, they're busy. A lot of brothels opening up. They are busy up there.
There's a big story coming out of Cairns that firstly a brothel opened up and then a strip club.
Oh, God.
And a local councillor was quoted as saying this was the result of educated liberal types from down south bringing strip clubs up north.
Well,
that's what the educated liberal types do.
That's the first thing I did when I graduated from my university. I was like, damn it, I want a brothel.
But surely Chopper Reed, a bit of, you know, that kind of gear, it's not going to get thrown out of town.
There could be a bit of demographic overlap there. I don't want to go making judgments or anything like that, but I mean, maybe we can organise a two-for-one deal.
That's a good idea.
You know, a bit of... commercial synergy might be the right thing for town.
You've got the marketing speak down. Well,
that's right. You know, I think I had a blue sky meeting with myself earlier today.
Do any inside mining?
And I did some inside mining, indeed.
If you're having trouble, an ideas igniter would probably be the go.
You're going to need an energy captain.
Well, I just dropped myself in the discovery tank and it was all good after that. So.
You can have a fine storm while you're in there. And if the igniter doesn't work, you can hose it down with an ideas shower. It's exhausting. I don't know what any of that means. You know, do we need to harden the freak up here in Australia? Do you think that is actually the case?
Not everyone does. I think there are a few people that need to, though. I came across a guy the other day who was standing next to his car and he's like, oh, do you need to change a tyre? And I kind of went, yes. Do you? And it was quite apparent that he didn't. But he had one of those gargantuan, like, off-road monsters.
Oh,
and
that'll serve him.
Well, surely, mate, if you've been off-road, you change a few tyres, right? But he didn't have a clue. So it's kind of aimed at you. That's right, you, Mr. Four Drive Man.
Here's another reason for, well, it's a harden the freak up situation. It's a nanny state example.
What's happened?
The five blade shaver. I mean, what's going on there?
So it finally happened.
The fusion. Well, we did the sketch years ago on the Late Show when there were only two blades. And we went, hey, wouldn't it be funny if they went to three and then like went to four and then it ended up as 16? Wouldn't that be a hilariously picaresque, whimsical concept? And then the Mac 3, then the Mac 4, Mac now the 4. Fusion. What are the five blades doing?
I think, I could be very wrong, I think the fifth blade is actually a precision blade that's been mounted on the back so you can flip the razor and get your sideburns all neat.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but I'm pretty sure, and this is not official, that it was sent back from the future.
Is that right?
In a time capsule or something to that effect.
To make faces smoother.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you need to flip it round? I mean, why couldn't you just use the normal...
Come on, Tony.
...bit to just
come
do your side?
Come on, Tony. What's... Do your market
Nanny
research,
States!
Bro. Do your market research. Get a focus group, would ya?
It was like that thing we used to have when we were a kid, the Brush-O-Matic, the K-Tel Brush-O-Matic for removing lint.
Mm.
And then there was so much mechanics and hydraulics involved in turning the thing around so you could
put the lint back on, yeah. presumably. And you go, want to just turn it round your hand. Look, it's reversible. My hand's reversible. Why don't I just bend?
Was it at that point your parents said, go outside and play tail?
Move to Australia now. That's what they said. We've got more to talk about. Sackings. Who's getting the sack now? Let's talk about that next on Get This. Thank you, A Flock of Seagulls. Taking the music seriously here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Heath Franklin is here. The Chopper Harden the Freak Up tour is coming to your town. I think you'll find. Do you have time preparing for this tour, Heath, to watch something as idiotic as the Oscars?
No, I don't actually. Usually I can't handle the Oscars.
Oh, it was great. Shadow puppets. They were filling it out with shadow puppets.
Yep. Big treat. Went down a big hit at my house.
Yeah.
Loved
it. That's phenomenal. Surely that's the very pinnacle of entertainment, isn't
Bernardo
it?
Bernardo Bertolucci came out and did some balloon animals. It's fantastic. was going on? What were we talking about before? There was
O'Toole.
O'Toole.
Didn't
that's
win.
Right.
Wasn't happy.
Didn't win and is now old enough that he just doesn't care that he looks pissed off. In the other actors, the other Best Actor nominees, pretending to be
grinning through it.
Happy about it. Peter O'Toole, fuck this.
People kept making jokes about Peter O'Toole, and then they cut to him like, oh, he's going to love that. And he'd just be looking so blankly like, and who on earth is that woman in a suit? Why is she talking to me?
Who's Jack Black?
Yeah.
Clearly had no idea. That was the only good bit, I thought.
Yeah.
That's all about O'Toole. Yeah, that was good gear. What about getting the sack? Oh, look, there's so
it's
much
everywhere,
of it,
isn't
you
it?
Know, obviously last week, all the talk was of this bloke in
I
New
missed
South
it,
Wales.
Tone. I honestly missed it. What happened?
Well, we had a bloke who was a candidate for a marginal seat, and he's sending text messages involving sex with goats. That was it. Now here, and he claims it was just...
Pro-sex with goats?
Yeah, pro-sex with goats. It was a joke for, you know, his mates. If you can't have a joke, it's un-Australian, he said.
Un-Australian is just the best word in the world, isn't it?
Sure is.
That's our version of if you're not with us, you're against us.
What was the context?
Well, he just sent it out to a few fellow councillors.
Was it a promise?
I think what it was some sort of joke leading up to the instructions of how to.
Now, here it is. The video you have been... Oh, the video you have ordered about how to have sex with men with small penises is ready for collection.
Yeah.
And the DVD entitled Anal Sex with Goats is overdue. So, okay, you've thought of that. I mean, it's quite elaborately worded. That's the thing. And you're sending it to people you don't know.
He's got a couple of speechwriters working on it.
You don't know these people. You're sending it out there. They'll love that anal sex with goats gear. What I love is it has to be anal sex with goats. Wouldn't just sex with goats be enough?
No, sir.
No, I've got a worse needs another draft. Clearly.
Is he paying some of the... who was that person on the payroll writing speeches for a politician? Was there a conservative columnist writing?
Oh, yeah, Christopher Pearson.
Yeah.
Being paid by taxpayers
paid
to write
taxpayers.
Speeches.
I think this guy's got the editors of Zoo on board to help write some speeches for him.
No, that was very dodgy, that Christopher Pearson business. Because that means, technically, we are paying writers for the Murdoch papers to write speeches for the government.
Good.
That's... We're just happy with that, are we?
Yeah, help get the point across.
If you're against that, it's some sort of nanny state.
Yeah,
political correctness got mad. Who else has got
you
the
sack? You educated liberals with your brothels. You're all the same.
Our tweedy brothels.
Sorry, yeah, so he got the sack, did he?
Yeah. Then you've got the cute kitty driving the car.
Oh, yeah, very cute kitty.
As they point out, the car in the ad was wearing a seatbelt, so it's all fine.
Do they honestly think toddlers are going to be inspired to jump behind the wheel of the four-wheel drive?
It's a nanny state.
Nanny state.
I can imagine, though, that if my toddler stole my four-wheel drive and picked up a hitchhiking other toddler and then went surfing, I'd blame the car company straight away. I don't think it would have been my parental lacking at any that was responsible for it at all. I'd be like, damn those ads.
I'd be more impressed than anything else.
Well, it would probably know how to change a tyre as well.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, over... The other guy.
Then we had Nicholas Boot. He got sacked.
Yeah, he got pissed.
Today, Tonight reporter. You hadn't heard about this, Heath. Oh, it's fantastic.
No, I hadn't. But it sounds like he's really taken journalism to the max. Like, just 110. I mean, I thought it was good when a current affairs show started playing like really emotional music during reports, because up until that point, I didn't know how to feel, and then the music comes on, you're like, oh, I feel sad. Yeah. Thanks for filling in the blanks for me.
Have you seen that the ads for The Biggest Loser? And it says 14 inspirational Australians. And then it's the really inspirational music as a really, really fat guy just tries to get up off a stair.
So, yeah, the Chariots of Fire theme.
Okay, sackings. Who's been... Oh, We've got one in our midst. Some sad music for Richard Marsland.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm playing air violin.
He's been sacked many times before, including from this network. We rescued him from a sacking. Oh, he's been sacked from his column in the Adelaide Sunday Mail, is it?
Yeah, the Adelaide Sunday Mail every Sunday. 700 words every Sunday, and I love doing it. It was my favourite time
of
the week.
I know, you said that to me, Rich.
Got the bone to make way for more sport.
Oh, there you go.
You can write about sport, Rich.
I can do that. I have written about sport.
Okay, I got an idea.
I'm happy that sport is getting the recognition it finally deserves, though. Give it an extra 12 pages.
How about you get yourself in a nightclub, just stand in the vicinity of a footballer, put on a wig, look like a woman, he will punch you, then bang, column's back in.
I need to be a footballer or married to one, I think, to have a column. Yeah, my final column in the Adelaide Sunday Mail, can I forward promote?
Yeah, do.
March 18.
March 18,
what's it about? What's it about?
I'm not sure, maybe on being boned, something like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a sassy title.
Or just start on some little issue like, bucket back or one of these water-related issues.
That's a good idea.
And then about halfway through, just get bitter and nasty and just go out all guns blazing. Tip a bucket on everyone at the Mail. Go on, Marsland, do it.
I was thinking about it, yeah. I might
shock,
give it a shock.
Go. Make it end with the word firebomb and I'll be all right.
We want to hear if you've been sacked. That's all there is to it today.
Is this
another dangerous topic?
No, I reckon this will be right.
If there's interesting circumstances attached, call us here and get this. Tell us what happened. 133353.
Get this.
This is not doing my back any good.
Brought to you by Craig Fisher, purveyor of dodgy dog impressions. This was him, remember? Down, boy.
Get this, around the nation on Triple M, Heath Franklin is sitting in with us, and Ed, who's been given the Nicholas boot?
Hello, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, how's things?
Well, good, sir, what happened?
Many years ago, I used to work for a major airline, and I was in charge. I used to tag the containers where all the luggage went into.
Yes.
Yeah, one night I put the Frankfurt bags on the New York flight and the New York bags on the Frankfurt flight.
All right, this was considered so unusual that you had to be sacked.
Well, I mean, like, it takes a fair few hours for it to roll around. I went home and came back the next day and, supervisors looked at me and everyone's staring. I thought, oh, hello. He's gone with me and off to the head office up, and the guys just said, you know what you've done? I said, I just got to work.
But and surely, they told me. Wouldn't this happen all the time? Yeah. Wouldn't they be sacking people? Come on. Mate, you've sent the bags to Frankfurt. You've sent the boogie board to Bali. It's all back to front, buddy.
Hey, but Steve, I was at Chicago O'Hara Airport over Christmas, and they just had a room full of bags that had gone to the wrong place. And when I said that my bag had been lost, the guy just went, yep, have a look. And I went into a room, 200 bags.
Wow.
Oh, the American local airlines are shocking. They're really, really bad for
go
it.
Go over there, bro. Get a gig. You could get a sweet gig over there. You'd be put in charge.
Ed has so much fantastic new gear on this year. Looking good. Find that room. Thank you very much, Steve. Heath, were you saying you know someone who's had this happen to them?
Well, I don't know them personally, but I read an article about an air hostess on British Airways or some airline, I guess.
Yes, probably not British Airways. It could have been
anyone, really. Yeah. But they were experiencing some very normal turbulence. And just in the middle of nowhere, this air hostess ran to her seat, strapped herself in and started screaming, oh my God, we're all going to die.
That's not out of the book.
Apparently she'd been through normal turbulence before, just something in her brain clicked over wrong, and they'd calm her down and all the passengers would be like, all right, it's fine, and then out of nowhere, oh my God, we're all going to die.
Dear.
She had to be let go.
Mid-flight, just chucked out. Checked out the airlock. The Flying High, the movie Aeroplane or Flying High comes to mind.
Yes.
When that scene where where they're all running around, they're all panicking because they think they're going to die.
Yeah.
And who should run across the front of screen, remember, Tane?
The woman from the front of the Hinder album.
Yeah, the woman from the front of the Hinder album. So have a look and listen to the audio commentary, because when all the Zucker brothers are talking throughout the whole film very seriously about how much it takes to get sight gags and how much time it took to write this character to get it right, and when I come to that bit, there's about 40 seconds of silence and then you just hear one go
For some reason Ralph Fiennes comes on the commentary and goes, at her. Have you been sacked? We want to hear more sacking stories. 133353. How to save Never Life the Fray here at Get This on Triple M Around the Nation. Heath Franklin's with us, a massive fan of the video for that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He's tearing up.
Sorry. It's a good video clip.
We'll get you through the segment.
Emotional. We'll do this after. Heath and I have got some shout-outs to some budding journalists that we'd like to give after talk back. But first...
Sackings. Who's been sacked a la Nicholas Boot, a la the Sex with Goats bloke?
Hello, David.
How you going?
Good, thank you, sir. What happened?
One of the blokes that I used to work with, we work in like an electrical company. We import a whole lot of gear.
Yeah.
He knocked off something like 12 or 14 projectors. They were, they're like $4,000 each retail.
Yes.
Takes them all to the same cash converter. $200 a pop.
Wow. And just a reminder, Greg Fleet will be back on the show in a couple of weeks.
He got 200. Jeez. Yeah. That was worth it.
What sort of projectors? Yeah. Like cinema projectors?
Yeah.
Right.
Gee, idea.
Because it'd be a big market for that. You can see the bloke from Hoyts go, we're a bit short here. I better put down the cash converter, see what they've got going.
Because cash converters is the first place you'd look, too. Oh, who have we got? We've got a big conference coming to town. Someone pop down the cash converters.
All right. Get us a Mega Drive and a projector.
Yeah. That's possibly legitimate.
Thank you. Hello, Walker.
How you going there,
Really good, thanks, Walker. What happened?
I was over in the UK working, and I was working in a woodyard making wooden pallets, wooden sheds, wooden everything, and I was putting the top of this lid on a box, and I accidentally shot the bloke in the face with a nail.
That'll do it. And was the man all right?
It cut him.
Okay. Yep. You got the sack. So we're living in a nail gun nanny state. Can't shoot someone in the face with a nail gun.
Hard enough, Australia.
It wasn't tomfoolery, was it?
No, but the worst thing was I had to drive that. He had to drive me home, that bloke, after that, so it wasn't very safe.
Was the nail still in?
You'll never lose his keys. You can just hang him on his face now.
Yeah, it just went through his cheek and sort of nicked him open a fair bit.
Yeah, just through his cheek.
What a wuss.
Happy ending.
Thank you, Walker. Hello, Heath. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Ed?
Really good, sir. What happened?
Okay, I was sacked for inappropriate use of emails.
Your name isn't the West Excelsior Corporation of the Ukraine, is it?
No, I don't. What happened was there used to be these things called pop-ups, were like instant messaging.
Yeah.
And me and a colleague and a manager were having discussion about our exploits on the weekend, and I accidentally sent it to one of the more straighter staff members.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? And I bet they didn't appreciate your goat work, did they?
Not at all.
No.
Heath? There's a parliamentary vacancy in New South Wales.
And stuck with Billy for the rest of my life.
Ah, well. I'd love to go into more detail into what was in that pop-up, but I feel like we shouldn't. Who's going
Hi,
next?
Hi, Jodie. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
What happened?
A friend of mine, when he was a teenager, it was a fair few years ago, he was working at KFC.
Fine institution.
And a bunch of his mates came in and he hurled a raw piece of chicken across the restaurant.
Oh, you sacked. That's the KFC way.
Can I say, I'm speaking now as Gus, that is just inappropriate, you know? And eating those delicious burgers, I never would have tolerated that.
Was he sacked for that or for not having a proper five-word greeting?
I had a friend who worked in a clothes shop, and he said the only phrase that it was banned when somebody walked in was, "Hi, how are you?" You had to come up with a creative way of greeting them, like, "Sweet chinos, bruh," or "digging the bling, Holmes."
Dear idea. Well, I'm sorry about that, Jody, but obviously you're talking to a man over there who was himself technically sacked from KFC for hurling a raw performance in the face of Australia.
Too emotionally raw. They weren't ready to deal with it. Hello, Nathan. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
What happened, bro?
I worked in a factory a few years ago and had a bit of an argument with a supervisor. And instead of going the punch, I went a little bit passive-aggressive and stole the key from his forklift and threw that up and got it stuck in the insulation at the roof.
Still there to this very day?
It could possibly be. I didn't get to see the aftermath, but I know they had to get a forklift in to remove his forklift.
There's the irony.
The ultimate victory. How mature of you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I thought so at the time.
And what are you doing now?
up working in a factory.
Well,
there you go.
Give him a repeat. Go on. Do it again. Don't stop there.
Do we have any more time, Tone?
I think we don't, but what do you mean?
Hello there, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, boys.
Talk us through it.
My old man got the sack when he was a bit younger. He worked in a TV warehouse.
Yeah.
And he used to wear the like rhinestone belt as he did back in the day.
Yes.
And because it was so heavy, the TVs, and he used to lift from the side, ruined 200 TVs.
200 TVs with his rhinestone belt. I mean, wouldn't they have noticed after 60 or 70?
Well, the foreman walked in and goes, why have these TVs got scratches? The ruin's lot, like, the lot's ruined, and just said, yeah, got to go. And, got his marching orders.
I've got to go.
He just said, well, thank you very much, and threw on the cape and left.
And dazzled pretty his way boys. Out of there. Thank you very much. That's everyone. We don't have time. That's everyone. Thank you, everyone, we didn't get to. They worked brilliantly today, Tone. Good phone topics.
Thank you for everyone who called up, was sacked, and had us laugh at them. That's what we do here at Get This. That's you too. Beautiful day here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Thank you for sitting in for the whole hour here, Franklin.
Well, thank you for allowing me to sit in for the whole hour.
Yeah, I know it's a pretty scary show today because we've been warning you about the ultimate effects of global warming.
Water savers are being warned of new dangers around the home. Recycling efforts have led to a surge in spinal pain dubbed bucket back.
Bucket back, Heath. Is that evidence that we're getting too soft here in Australia?
I don't think so. I think bucket back is valid, and that's my cause celeb now. I'm going to take it on, and I'm going to take this all the way to Canberra.
Between your tour, Shoppers Harden the F up Australia. And I'd just like to point out that through a series of multimedia presentations, motivations, puppetry, and extreme but justifiable violence, Chopper hopes to change the way people look at themselves. That's what you're going to get, a whole evening of... Well, positivity from Chopper.
Life coaching.
That's right. And also, now that I've found out about this horrible epidemic, probably free massages for anyone who can prove that they're suffering from bucket back.
There we go.
Why have you opened the Zoo magazine at that page, Ed?
Well, no, because Chopper, through Heath, has a column.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right.
He's happy. And tell me something. What's that? What are the journalism awards called?
Walkleys.
The Walkleys. Yeah. I have got.
And then there's the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, that's true. Well, they're probably and the Pulitzer and the Booker. I'm going to nominate for all of those Bert from the Gold Coast in Queensland, who writes into Crystal and says, "Dear Crystal, I lost my hand in a work injury and now I just have a stump. My new partner doesn't seem bothered by it, but using my stump to pleasure her be stepping the mark." Says Bert, poor guy. I mean, he's had this problem happen and he thought, what am I going to do? I know who I'll write into, Crystal. Now, Crystal, being the
hand gestures that went with that little
being the amazing, being the amazing chameleon of the media that she is, she's managed to find a way to not only pout at us while still having the thumb down the derps, but also come up with a way of writing responses that make it sound that she exactly like she's a zoo editor.
Thumb down the derps is just taking the piss out of that letter writer.
Sure is. And Crystal says, if you've just started dating, it might be pushing it, no pun intended.
Oh dear. Look.
Come on.
Was that some sort of stump job there? But, please, can we hit the end music and get out of here? The segment's turning very unpleasant. Chopper, when's he coming to my town, you say? Just pretty soon. Pretty much anywhere you might be listening to this.
Pete's got all the dates in his memory. Go.
March 1st to May 18th. March 1st to May 19th.
Wow. That's right. 2.5 months of Chopper. We're doing Adelaide, Albury, Ballarat, Brisbane, Canberra, Geelong, Melbourne, Newcastle. Extra show added to Newcastle. Perth, Sydney, Wollongong, possibly Townsville. Send us a letter if you want us to come to Townsville and possibly Tasmania as well.
And if you've got any complaints about today's show, you're living in a nanny state, clearly.
But if you do have any complaints, feel free to write them out in triplicate, roll them into a point and jam them in your eye.
It's our producer's birthday Nikki Hamilton. And we really need to get her something. Are there any copies of that Hinder album?
What's it called? Moist?
You think it's called Moist?
It's called Moist.
Obviously, just before this, I've got, what's that Hinder album called? And quick as you like, Richard Marsden's got Moist.
Oh, well, I could be wrong.
It's not called Moist.
It's not. It should be.
Okay.
My second least favourite word in the English language.
I'll ask Crystal.
Happy birthday, Nikki. And I think our key phrase today was...
I'm bringing bucket back. Yeah.
the painful condition.
Bucket back. Come
here, girl. This is not doing my back any good.
Bucket back.
Experts recommend bucketers bend their knees, twist, keep feet apart, and lighten the load.
You ready?
Yeah. Bucket back.
Great.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Lawrence Mooney. And it's all thanks to as yet nobody.
Bucket back.